Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Exactly 100 years ago yesterday, on Sunday, the 13th of May, 1917, three beautiful children, ages 10, 9, and 7, went to early Sunday morning Mass with their families. After Mass, they went home where their mothers packed them a little lunch. And the little shepherd children headed out to the hills to pasture their sheep. When the children heard from a distance the noon bells ringing from their local parish church, they sang the Regina Caeli, said their meal prayer, and ate the little lunch their mothers had packed. After lunch, they prayed the rosary. But being children and wanting to play, they only said the first words of the prayers. Our Father, Hail Mary, 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 glory be. Our Father, Hail Mary, 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 glory be. And they finished the rosary in about 2 minutes. And then they went to play. And 100 years ago, their task for playing was to build castles out of field stones. And so the children started building these wonderful, elaborate castles with moats around them. And it was just a wonderful Sunday afternoon till all of a sudden, they saw this flash of lightning. And they looked to the sky, and it was a sky like this morning. It was a beautiful sky. Bright sun, no clouds in the sky. But the children, being wise, said, well, it must be going to rain. So they said, we better get home before it rains. So they gathered up all of their belongings. They gathered up all the sheep and started to head down the hill. And as they were halfway down the hill, again, a brilliant flash of light. And all of a sudden, over the holm oak tree, they saw the most beautiful, gorgeous woman they had ever seen. More brilliant than the sun. And the beautiful lady spoke first, and she said, do not be afraid. And the oldest of the three children, the 10-year-old girl, spoke up and said, where are you from? And the beautiful lady said, I am from heaven. And the 10-year-old girl says, what do you want of me? And the beautiful lady said, I want you to come here to the holm oak tree for the next 6 months on the 13th of the month, and I will reveal to you my name and what I want you to do. And the girl said, am I going to go to heaven? And the lady said, yes. And the girl said, are my two cousins going to go to heaven? And the beautiful lady said, yes, but the boy must say many rosaries. And then the beautiful lady said, do you want to offer yourselves to God to endure all the sufferings that he may send you as an act of reparation for the sins by which he is offended and as a supplication for the conversion of sinners? And the 10-year-old girl, with absolute, total, childlike confidence, said, yes, yes, we want to. And the beautiful lady said, then you're going to suffer much, but the grace of God will be your comfort. And then the beautiful lady, she opened up her hands, and from her hands came out the most incredible light that the children had ever seen, and they found themselves enveloped in the light, and they sensed from inside that it was the light of God himself. And so the children spontaneously knelt down in the ground, and spontaneously from the depth of their souls, they cried out, O most holy Trinity, I adore you. My God, I love you in the most blessed sacrament. And the beautiful lady said, pray the rosary every day for peace in the world and for an end to the war. And then slowly, the beautiful lady folded up her hands and started to ascend up to the sky in the exact same direction from which she came. Off to the east. And so those are the events that happened exactly 100 years ago yesterday, on Sunday, the 13th of May, 1917. Many of you know the story that I'm telling. It happened in the very heart of Portugal, 70 miles to the north of the capital of Lisbon, in what is now the famous town called Fatima. Yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of our Blessed Mother Mary at Fatima, Portugal, on Sunday, May the 13th, 1917. Do you remember the names of the three children? The 10-year-old girl, Lucia, the 9-year-old boy who had to pray many rosaries, Francisco, and the 7-year-old girl, Jacinta. And yesterday, in the very spot where the three children saw our Blessed Mother, Pope Francis canonized Francisco and Jacinta Marta in Fatima, fulfilling the promise that Our Lady told them exactly 100 years ago, that they would go to heaven. Who would have thought, as you were going out to pasture your sheep, that you would receive a vision from our Blessed Mother? And who would have thought that exactly to the day, to the hour, 100 years later, that 500,000 people would be there with the Supreme Pontiff to canonize you a saint? Francisco, you know, was almost 11 years old when he died in 1919, and Jacinta was almost 10 years old when she died in 1920. Saints Francisco and Jacinta are now the youngest non-martyrs to be canonized saints in the Catholic Church. The message of Our Lady of Fatima to Lucia and Saints Francisco and Jacinta was very simple. It wasn't anything that wasn't in the Bible. The message was, pray and take up your cross. Pray the rosary for peace in the world and make sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. I remember a very holy priest told me to reflect sometime on the first words that Lucia spoke to our Blessed Mother. I thought that was quite interesting. I'd always focus, rightly so, on the message of Our Lady of Fatima. Pray the rosary for peace and make sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. I'd never focused on what Lucia said. And so I went back to look, and sure enough, every month, May, June, July, August, September, and October, the 6 months that Our Lady appeared, as she promised, the first words out of Lucia's mouth were always the same. Do you remember what they were? I mentioned it in my story this morning. Every time Mary appeared to the children, every single time, the first words out of Lucia's mouth were, "What do you want of me? What do you want of me?" That's profound. 10 years old. And she has the most perfect disposition before her mother. "What do you want of me?" If only every child could be like that. How radical it would be if your children woke up today on Mother's Day and came downstairs and said to you, "Dear Mom, what do you want of me?" Do you want me to make you breakfast? Do you want me to help you with the dishes? Do you want me to fold the laundry? Do you want me to do my homework? Do you want me to go to church with you today? What do you want of me? Your poor mothers would probably go, she wouldn't know what to do. So often, because of our weak human nature, our pride and sinfulness, we say to our moms, I want to go to this party, and I want to sleep over at my friend's house, and I want to go out and play, and I want to stay out all night, and Mom, I don't want to take out the garbage, and I don't want to clean my room, and I don't want to do my homework, and I don't want to go to school. And what's wrong with all those sentences? The subject and the verb. I want. How radical it would be if your children said instead, Mom, what do you want of me? To be open and willing to do what your mom wants joyfully, even if you don't like it, even if it's difficult. How radical it would be if we got up in the morning and said to God, what do you want of me? I am your servant. What do you want of me today? We have so many people graduating from college this weekend. So many of your relatives and friends. So many of your other relatives and friends will be graduating from colleges and high schools in the coming weeks. Wouldn't it be radical if every graduate said, what do you want of me, God? We always say to God, well, God, I want to be this, and I want to do this, God. How radical if every person said to God, what do you want of me? Somebody came up to me yesterday and said, Father, what if Mary asked me to do something that I don't want to do? And I said, welcome to the spiritual life. Our Lord is always asking us to do something that we don't want to do. But he always gives us the grace to do it. If he's asking it of us, he will also supply us with the supernatural grace to do his will. So do not be afraid. The words, the first words of Our Lady at Fatima, the first words of Jesus in today's gospel, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. We couldn't all be in Fatima yesterday with our Holy Father Pope Francis and with all the 500,000 pilgrims who were there for the canonization and for the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima. We couldn't all be there, but we can all go there in spirit. We can all go there in our hearts and our minds. And so on this 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Our Lady at Fatima, and on this Mother's Day in the United States of America, let's go spiritually in our hearts and minds to what they call the Cova at Fatima. The Cova is that very spot where Mary appeared. Let's go there in spirit today, in our minds and our hearts. And let's kneel down there. And with the childlike faith of Lucia and Saints Francisco and Jacinta, let's say with openness and willingness and joyfulness, what do you want of me? What do you want of me? What do you want of me?